Hi, this is Sound Healing Radio. My name's David Gibson. Welcome. Today's intention is about holding spirit and divine love in loving relationships. Got goosebumps on that one. Got chills on that one. Before we get started, though, I want to tell you about something that's been going on here at the Sound Healing Institute and with some work we're doing for people with Parkinson's disease. About 3 or 4 weeks ago, I got hooked up with a company in Chicago called TLC. They make sound chairs that actually rotate. They kind of rotate very slowly. They tilt you back and move around in a circle. And, of course, they vibrate. They have speakers in the table. And they've hired me to do music for them, for their sound tables, so they could sell the music. And about 3 or 4 weeks ago, it turns out the owner of the company has a father who has Parkinson's disease. He's like 90 years old, and he's completely frozen up. He can barely walk with a cane. So 3 or 4 weeks ago, they brought him in to put him on the sound chair with one of my recordings called The Water of Life. And on this, when he got on the sound chair, after about 30 minutes of playing the song, he said he had to go to the bathroom, which is what happens sometimes when you're on the sound chair or sound table. It vibrates you intensely and kind of loosens things up. So he hops up and goes running to the bathroom. Comes back walking, swinging his arms around, just walking normally, and says, "Give me some more of that." We put him on the sound chair again and played another 20 minutes of a song called Awakening. It's on our website. And he went into a state of complete bliss and divine love. This guy's 90 years old. He started talking to him. He couldn't even talk. He was so blissed out. They talked to him the next day and said, he said that it was the first night he slept in 3 years. And now he's been going on the table every 2 or 3 days. Say it lasts about 48 hours or so. He's able to sleep every night. His life is completely changed now. Well, so what happened is the company sends us their sound chair so we can start doing research with it. And we got it a couple of weeks ago, and they sent us a client who also has Parkinson's. Her name is Mary. Mary came in, and she wasn't doing too badly. She was just shaking a bit. And she got on the sound chair, and we played Water of Life. And when it was over, tears are streaming down her eyes, just streaming down her eyes. And she said, "I went into spirit, and I saw that I am pure spirit. And in that space, there is so much space and so much room to move around. So this Parkinson's is nothing." And she was just transformed. She listened to another song for another 20 minutes. Again, tears are just streaming down her eyes. And that night, again, was the first night she slept, had slept in a year. She then came in about a week later again, and this time she had an attack while coming across the Golden Gate Bridge, or the Bay Bridge, and we had to go down to the car and help her get up the stairs to the therapy center. She was shaking really badly. She pointed out that it was like having an anxiety, a really bad anxiety attack. And it was interesting because, you know, in the past, years ago, I used to have anxiety attacks. And I got to a point where I could get rid of them. A couple of things happened. First of all, once when I was having an anxiety attack, I tuned in to various colors in the room of things that were the colors of my chakras. I tuned into the color of my scarf, which I brought into my crown chakra. And I tuned into the blue on the carpet, and I brought that into my throat chakra. And then, when I went through all the chakras and tuned in, I used gold for my root chakra. The anxiety attack completely went away. And I'd been up for 2 days in this anxiety attack. And after that, I learned that if I would just simply do a chakra treatment where I would tune into each chakra and make the sound of that chakra, and you also use color on it, just tune in and listen for what frequency that chakra might be. And I didn't even have to make the sound aloud. I would just make it silently and get that frequency transmitted to that chakra. As I would go up the chakras, and I remember one time I went through each of the chakras. I got to my crown chakra and completely went into pure bliss and light. And after, it was amazing because I was, had been having an anxiety attack. I did this whole chakra thing with sound and color and ended up feeling totally connected to spirit, to divine love, and just completely, not only healed, but actually feeling better than I did before I even had the anxiety attack. Better than I did before I even had the anxiety attack. And so that was very empowering to be able to know that I could get through them and completely get rid of them on my own. Because for years I never could. But then I also have had many experiences where there's this one song that I've been playing on guitar called Unconditional Divine Love. And every time I would have an anxiety attack also, I could play that song and I would often start crying, and the anxiety attack would go away. So this time, we put Mary on the table. She was shaking really badly. And the first song didn't work as well. It worked a little bit. She calmed down a bit. And I thought, oh, let's play Unconditional Divine Love. I didn't really have Unconditional Divine Love ready. I've only got a 5-minute version, and it's not really ready for the sound table, although I'm almost finished now with a version for the sound table. So I simply put it on headphones, and within 5 minutes, she completely stopped shaking, tears rolling down her eyes, was in a state of pure, peaceful bliss. All shake. I mean, she was shaking a major Parkinson's attack. And what we discovered is that, what I believe we discovered is that when somebody goes into any high state of emotion, like appreciation, gratitude, particularly joy, divine love, or just gets connected totally to spirit, waves of energy. It's like a vibration that is so powerful comes into the body and completely overtakes anything else that's going on. So, we then got connected with the head of the Parkinson's Foundation in, first of all, in Illinois and now in California. And we're now going to be talking with the head of the foundation for the country that's doing lobbying for Washington, D.C. to get, you know, stem cell research done for Parkinson's. And we're now doing treatments here at the center for people with Parkinson's. So the surgeon of Mary who came in also is writing a letter right now to Michael J. Fox from the Parkinson's Foundation. So we can see about getting a grant to do research on the frequencies, the actual music, the actual tones and timbres that bring people into a state where they get rid of their symptoms. We're not claiming that we're getting rid of Parkinson's. I don't have a clue, you know, how we would do that, but we're seriously getting rid of symptoms. I mean, we've now had, there was a third person, actually the head of the Parkinson's Foundation in Illinois, tried the chair also with the music and had the same experience. So we're at 100% right now. Three people, it's only three people, but we're at 100% of getting rid of the symptoms completely and having them be able to then sleep, which is really major. Mary is now listening on headphones every day to Unconditional Divine Love. And it's amazing. It's amazing. So we're going for it. We have the chair here. If you know anybody with Parkinson's in the area and they'd like to come in for a treatment, you know, give us a call. We're at 415-777-2486. My email is david@soundhealingcenter.com. Just another miracle that's happening in these times. And I think what's going to happen more and more is we're going to discover more and more the various sounds and music for treating very specific illnesses and diseases and issues and emotional issues as well. It's happening, I think it's happening all over the planet right now. People are really discovering a lot. The next step, of course, as I've mentioned before, is for us to create the whole virtual reality system that we're just getting funded for. So you can put sounds and visuals inside the body while a person is laying on the sound table. So you put on a virtual reality helmet. You look down, you look, and you can see inside your body. And you can take a sacred geometry visual, which has been calibrated to be healing in the way that is needed to be healing. And you can put that sacred geometry visual, say, inside your heart. When you put it inside your heart, it moves the sound up and down on the sound table so you can feel it inside your heart, right where you're seeing it in 3D. You can see an image of organs inside your body. You can see a graphic of endocrine glands. You can see muscles. You could see chakras. So what that means is we could do a chakra treatment. And you can look down and see inside your body, or a graphic of inside your body, you could see each chakra, which would be a sacred geometry image. You would feel a sound for each chakra coming through the table, vibrating into that chakra. And I just know we'll be able to get rid of an anxiety attack immediately. I just know that we're going to be able to get rid of all Parkinson's symptoms, at least for another 48 hours. And I really believe that many, many other diseases, and especially neurological issues, are going to be taken care of, like fibromyalgia, just a full range of various diseases. So that's what we're working on. I just wanted to share that with you because I think it feels like a miracle. It's a miracle for Mary, and it's a miracle for Lee, who's the guy in Chicago. Total miracle to be able to have something that stops the symptoms and allows them to sleep as well. Okay. So We'll have our website about this, and we've got a video of Mary as well that will be on the website within a couple of days here. Finish the website, but haven't posted it yet. So, again, if you know anybody, we're going to be contacting all of the Parkinson's support groups in the Bay Area, and then we're off and running on the proposal for the grant right now. So let people know if you know anybody. Okay. So onward to loving relationships. Our whole show is on loving relationships, and it's really about the essence of what our intention is really about finding divine love in the love of loving relationships. Because the problem with loving relationships is the attachment. You know, I say it's a problem, but, well, it is. It is a problem in a bit. I mean, it's because often what happens is when a loving relationship goes away, or when someone dies, then there's pain because of the loss. And when you can find divine love and realize that the love that you're resonating in a loving relationship is really just an aspect of divine love, then you get to the point where you can connect with divine love, which never goes away. Never goes away. Is always there to love you. Is always there to resonate inside every cell of your system. So it then takes the whole aspect of any loving relationship, even loving relationships that have gone bad, and elevates it to the level of the divine. Because the truth is, when you're in that vibration in a loving relationship where the sound of it's kind of like it's also kind of like butterflies in your heart, just like whoa, butterflies. You can, if you think back to the last time you fell in love, or if you need to go further back to the best time you ever fell in love, think back to that moment, to that day, to that feeling of excitement, of just pure joy. And that feeling of pure love resonates the whole field of love on the planet. The essence of that love in that relationship is pure divine love. It's only when the attachment part comes in that it starts getting tainted. But it's still the essence, it really never gets tainted. Divine love can't get tainted. It's only our mind that gets in the way. Our ego, our grasping, our holding, even our desire to have it all the time can get in the way. There's nothing wrong with desiring to merge in love, but when it becomes an addiction, here's a better way to think of it. When you can only get divine love from merging with someone else, then that is problematic, I think. You really need to be able to find divine love on your own. And in fact, the relationship I'm in right now, she's saying that you should not even go into the relationship or not even go to merge unless you're already full of divine love yourself. You should never use divine love, you should never use a relationship as a crux to get to divine love. Now, I don't know if I totally agree with that, but I have a feeling it's mostly true. It's always nice to do radio shows and talks about stuff that you haven't totally got figured out yourself. You know, I sure as hell haven't gotten it figured out to not be attached. I'm human. Goodness gracious. I sure as hell haven't figured out how to not be attached, especially when a loving relationship is unbelievable. It's really good. But it is important. I do know for sure that it is critical to not have the loving relationship be your only way to merge with Source and to be able to obtain pure bliss and to be able to open your heart. I know that for sure. It's really important. And so the first step, if you really take a step back, the ultimate geometry, sacred geometry for a loving relationship is the Vesica Pisces, or Vesica Piscis. Piscis is singular, Pisces is plural. Vesica Piscis. The Vesica Piscis, of course, is two circles that overlap. One person is one circle and has their own divine connection to spirit within that circle. Ideally, they are whole in themselves. The other circle is the other person, totally connected to Source and Spirit, totally whole in themselves. And it does make sense that it's important to be whole in yourself before you go into relationship. Because here's the number one problem, that if you use relationship to make you be whole or help you get into spirit even, the number one problem is that becomes someone else outside of you becomes your source. And when someone else outside of you becomes your source to getting to spirit, you can't count on. Can't count on anybody but spirit itself. So then if you get addicted to someone else as your avenue to going into spirit, even though once you get into source and spirit, it's as pure as can be. Still, it's kind of a crux. Now, here is the narrow situations, I think, where this does work. I think there are two situations that I can think of. I can't help but think if two people are advanced enough, whatever that means, two people are conscious enough, there is a way for two partners that have agreed to help each other to simply resonate one person up into that space of divine love where both merge in the center, the eye of the Vesca Piscis. It's very, each person has to be totally conscious of this, and I think there's very few people that can do it without getting that attachment. If it's, you know, if someone's not far from that space, then to resonate them into that space, I think that's okay. Especially if each person already has and knows how to create their connection to Source all the time. You know? It's like we just prefer to connect to Source and Spirit together than doing it on our own. There's nothing wrong with that. That's not an addiction. We just prefer that. Some people prefer it more than others. If you prefer it too much, then it can get to be a problem. But if you just prefer it, that's cool. So, I think, you know, I've been in relationships where I've been able to help a person back into the light. I think it's sacred to be able to help one another. And if we think of the fact that we're really all one, then we're just helping ourselves get back into the light. So in the purest sense, it is okay to help someone into this and back into the light, into a state of divine love, even in relationship, in the purest sense. It's funny, as I go through this, even when I don't have people on calls, I'm kind of checking in to see if I can hear anybody going, no, that doesn't make sense. It seems to make sense. I don't know precisely how to be in a space like that, or to be able to do that with that part without attachment, to be able to be pulled into relationship or resonated into divine loving merging union, divine union, without the attachment. I don't know. Again, what I'm talking about now is when one person is not in this connected to Source before they come into divine love. I believe there's a way. The second instance is, say you're in a loving relationship, and as you get old together, one of you starts to die, gets something that makes them much weaker, makes it difficult for them to go into connection with Source. It's funny, when I say that, I think sometimes what happens is when somebody gets a disease, like gets, you know, cancer where they're dying, or gets any fatal disease, often what happens is that person, the person that has the disease, is the one that ends up going into Source more than the other. Sometimes that happens. But say a person is, you know, just caught in the fire of the disease, and or maybe they're just so weak that they're having a hard time so much pain, they're having a hard time resonating Source. Then, it seems to me, very clearly that for the person that is still feeling well, to help resonate that person into a state of union and connection to Source is totally sacred. Totally sacred. Again, I can't help but think, we're all one. We're all just helping each other. We're all just helping ourselves when we help each other. Okay. So, let's go a little bit further now into the really fun part. And that is resonating union in the eye of the Vesca Piscis. Keep wanting to say Pisces, I've said it for so long, but it's Piscis. When you're resonating union in that place, there is a lot of different ways that you can resonate that union. First of all, there is just the sense of becoming one. You go into, you merge into this state where you become one. It's like, it's almost like it's a dance with yourself. It's a dance where every single move, every single, almost every single thought, every single thing that goes on happens simultaneously to the two of you. It's the most amazing space. Sometimes one person might take over a little, sometimes the other takes over, sometimes oscillates, sometimes it's perfect union where the dance is one. Or the resonant frequency that is filling both of you is the same. Or you are both in one resonant frequency. Now that resonant frequency can just be pure oneness with no knowledge or no awareness of it. It's just there. I guess there's that one point of consciousness, but you both disappear and you are one. First of all, in this place, this is a divine portal to going into oneness with everyone. Because this is the ultimate goal. When you are one with everyone on the planet, that's it. There's no more conflict, there's no more war, when we all end up in that place, which many people say on 2012, that's where we're going to be, especially, David, the guy that says that he was the reincarnation of Edgar Casey, I'll probably think of it before the show's over. He says that that's what's going to happen in 2012, is we are just going to go to a place where we're all one. As soon as that happens, it's a done deal. Everything's taken care of. There's no more relationship problems. There's no more war. We're all one. We all are working together. We all are loving. We're just in a state of divine love and light together. And what's cool about that, I've gone into that place before in sound meditations, is all of your stuff, all of that stuff, all the ego, all of the fears, all of the anxiety, all of the childhood stuff, all of the past lives, all of the stuff you could ever imagine falls away. Because there's no place for it to stick anymore. sure what happens when you come back. I haven't got that far yet. Hopefully, we can remain in that state. But I think once everybody goes into it, there's going to be a major shift. Okay. So anyway, this merging in union in a loving relationship is a divine portal to being in a place where we're all one. It's like practice for being in that place where we're all one. There's other ways to merge as well, though. And this is really interesting. I've been doing this in relationship. It's really been quite incredible. And that's merging at the root chakra. This is below sex. This is below any sensual making love. This is merging in a frequency of pure connection to earth and connection to your strong, consistent root frequencies. It's really cool when your mate has the same root frequency as you. Then you're resonating in the same frequency. You're basically both resonating in your soul or higher self. I think of soul and higher self as the same, although I have a feeling there might be a difference. If anybody's got any thoughts on that, email me at david@soundhealingcenter.com about it. About difference. Otherwise, I think of them as the same. And it's a frequency that Alice Bailey and many others say is the same frequency, lifetime to lifetime, your root soul frequency. Even if your root soul frequency is not the same as your mate's, it's going to be some musical interval that will sound good. It doesn't matter even the musical interval. The whole thing is, it's a frequency that is so unbelievably powerfully consistent. It is just like, oh, but it's cool because you don't have to resonate. When you get really resonating in that with someone, you no longer have to tone it. You no longer have to kickstart it. It's just, and it's cool because you're totally connected to the earth. Very beautiful space of resonating in union. Another place of resonating in union is when making love. And it's, you know, it's really, the key part of this is making love in a place where there is no desire, no movement, no thought of needing or even wanting to orgasm. But still working in that energy in the second chakra. Really, really powerful to merge in that area in spirit. Then you can merge in the power chakra, in the third chakra. I haven't really got any other way. I'm sure there's really cool ways to do it, but all I've seen is just pressing the solar plexus against each other. And really just, it's almost like there's this receiving and transmitting power at the same time. It's a flow, almost like the infinity sign. That's closest I've got to that one. Merging in the heart, though. Oh, my God. That one's amazing. First of all, the most amazing thing to do is simply put heart to heart and feel the warmth. It's not just warmth. It's this fire of transmitting love. When you're transmitting love and receiving love at the same time through the heart, there's this fire. I mean, it's like burning. It's like hot. It's amazingly hot when two hearts are touching each other like that. And they're just, it's not just warmth, it's a fire. And you just merge in that warmth, in that fire that you're feeling physically. But then, the expansiveness, oh my God, just going into that whole state of love where the hearts are connecting. It seems to, it's definitely a lower frequency than spirit, and at least it is for me. It's more like, whereas spirit's much higher, you know. But still, of course, spirit is coming through. It's just merging at the heart. It goes, I mean, just expansive, because it so easily goes into divine love, and so easily goes into, you know, universal love and love for everybody on the planet. Again, it's a really amazing portal into that whole space of loving energy. And it can really completely envelop the whole body when you focus on just that one area. But then, there's merging at the throat. One really cool thing to do at this with this area is to kiss each other's throat. It's also about opening a flow of energy into your throat. It's like you're completely allowing the other person in to your throat with no fear. Because so many of us, especially women, because of the hundreds of years of patriarchal control, a lot of women, and even a lot of men, are very fearful in their throat, fearful of saying what they need to say, and also fearful of letting energy in. And when you let go of that fear and just let the energy flow between two at the throat, it's amazing. It's just this whole like, then merging at the third eye. It's really fun just to put the third eye to third eye, and often I see a tunnel of light that opens up. It's interesting, years ago when I used to do certain drugs, I would see a whole like tunnel of light as well when I would do that. Beautiful thing. But then, one of the most amazing is going up to your crown and merging crown chakras. Wow. Just saying that and thinking of it, I get chills throughout my head. Throughout my head. It's like all the different glands in my head, the pineal gland, each gland in my head just start releasing their chemicals. And I get goosebumps and chills throughout my head. Even goes down into my neck. The chills go down into my neck. And sometimes into my body. It's like the crown chakra, when you're merged with another person in the crown chakra, it just rains loving energy down through you. It's such a high frequency too. It's actually, I like it much better than merging at the heart. It's such an amazing high. Oh my God. Yes. But then there's quite a few more levels to go here. What's really unbelievable is when you go even higher, a foot above your head, to your higher self, to that higher self that is helping you. It's kind of like, again, part of the soul. And then, if you then look, while in your highest, connected to your higher self above your head, and you connect to the other person's higher self. Okay, so seems like, comes to me, there might have to be an agreement. This is a really sacred space. In our higher selves, when you connect with someone at the higher, at your higher self level, there's only love and light there. There is nothing else but love and light there. So when you, it's like when you, your higher self turns slowly to the other higher self and smiles at the other. Often what happens is intense beams of energy rain down through your entire system. And it seems what I've had happen, and with my mate as well, in the past, is that information seems to get transmitted sometimes through the higher selves down into your body and into your emotional body, into your mental body, and does this whole reprogramming. Don't ask me what's really going on. I don't know, but it's just amazing. It's something that I've never felt before. It's not just normal goosebumps. It's like, you know, this whole range of feelings through the body where things are being cleared out. Maybe it's, I don't know, maybe it's not just connecting to higher self. Maybe it's just being open to these higher beings or our guides. Maybe our guides just kick in at that point and say, okay, thanks for opening up to us. So then, the next step is to then do a spiral of energy up and down from the base chakra through the, from the earth all the way, second chakra, third chakra, heart chakra, throat, third eye, up into the crown, up to the higher self, up into the universe, and then spiral back down into the earth. And doing this together is amazing. You know, it's amazing. But even more incredible is to then feel all of those chakras at the same time merged. Imagine for a second this. Visualize being merged with someone at all of the chakras. I'll do it myself to help resonate us into this space. Resonating all of the chakras merged with someone at the same time. Simultaneously. No spiral, just simultaneously, all resonating. Chakras big. It's really big when you connect into those. Oh, my God, they're huge. Really huge. Then you can come back to just the pyramid or the connection of male, female aspects and spirit. Union. Sacred union. It's really, things are changing now in relationships as we all are becoming more conscious. We're really realizing that there's a lot more to it. And we're realizing that it's a super high space, and it's the most important and most difficult work of all to really take relationship into spirit. There's work that has to be done. We've got to clear out our own shadow side. And that work is normally done on your own. On your own. Sometimes you can get help, but normally it's done on your own. Then you clear out a space to be able to merge, and you spiral into the vesica piscis, into the eye, and you spiral out. So, what I want to do now is, we're almost out of time, so I'm going to leave you with the version of Pachelbel Canon that we did with Sylvina. And when listening to this, take yourself into a space where you're honoring, if you like, where you're honoring the divine in all of the loving relationships you've ever had in your life. You could choose one to focus on, but if you really want to go for it, focus on each one of the loving relationships you've ever had and the essence of that pure divine love in that relationship. Because the truth is, the essence of every loving relationship is sacred divine love. So go ahead and play that, Dawn, and take that energy when this is over into the rest of the evening, the rest of the week, the rest of the month, years, life. And don't let fear stop you from laughing.